when I joined the company, you'd have a whole row of the Bell helicopter, you'd have a whole row of Wessex, and when I mean a row, I'm talking 20, 30 aircraft at a time, all in different stages of manufacture. But the noise was unbelievable.
What was creating all the noise?
The rivet guns. The rivet guns. You know, you'd be, see, to be your, you'd take in turns. You know, some would have the power gun on the outside, right? And then somebody'd have to go inside of the airframe. Now, the airframe is like a cave, right? So you get into this body. Now, you imagine, right, there's somebody outside that you shout, right, brrr, right, brrr. Right, and that's all day long, not just for 5 minutes, that's all day long. And then the next aircraft, you, brrr, brrr, that's all you get all day. But you didn't give it a thought. It's like so many things like that, isn't it? You know, health and safety. Health and safety, in some cases, has gone crazy, but in other cases, yeah, I fully understand. I think if we had ear defenders and things like that, you know, my hearing's not too bad, but I'm sure a lot of people would have suffered. But we didn't give it a thought. You didn't give it a thought. You just get on with the job because that's all they knew. You know, when you think about people loading equipment on aircraft that have been jacked up, you know, I mean, we wouldn't do that these days. We'd make sure that everything was safe for you to go on, and you know, you'd have harnesses and all the rest of it, but you didn't worry about that because we didn't know any different.